Some classic fiction next. The Spy Who Came In From the Cold by John le Carré, first published in 1963. David Cornwall wrote The Spy Who Came In From the Cold at the age of 30, while working as an intelligence officer in the guise of a junior diplomat at the British Embassy in Bonn. It was his second book, and out of necessity, he signed it with a pseudonym, John le Carré. The short novel was a literary sensation that contributed to defining the spy fiction genre. Unlike Ian Fleming's glamorous action hero James Bond, le Carré's spies were aging misanthropes who held terse conversations in shabby front rooms. Its conspiratorial tone and the jargon suggested that the author had uncomfortable insights into the real world of espionage. The book begins at a Berlin Wall checkpoint in the early 1960s. Alec Lemus, a British spy, awaits his informer, Karl Remek, who is escaping from the East. The atmosphere is tense and hostile.
In front of him, the road, and to either side, the wall, a dirty, ugly thing of breeze blocks and strands of barbed wire, lit with cheap yellow light, like the backdrop for a concentration camp. East and west of the wall lay the unrestored part of Berlin, a half-world of ruin drawn in two dimensions, crags of war.
Things are not as they should be. The car that arrives first contains Remek's girlfriend, while he approaches some distance behind on a bicycle. Somehow compromised by the woman he loves, Remek is shot dead by East German guards. This sets the cynical message of the book, that love and trust will kill you in the Cold War world. Back in London, we learn more about Lemus. He is a veteran secret agent working for MI6, referred to as the Circus. The director of the agency is known as Control. He is an academic type whose long convoluted discourses irritate Lemus. Yet at the heart of his arguments is a pitiless assumption that any method, however unethical, is justified by the results.
I would say that since the war, our methods, ours and those of the opposition, have become much the same. I mean, you can't be less ruthless than the opposition simply because your government's policy is benevolent, can you now?
Lemus is told to go undercover in an operation to get rid of a notorious enemy official called Mundt, a former Nazi working for the East German Secret Service. To attract the opposition, Lemus poses as a destitute alcoholic who has become a liability to the service he once worked for. His performance works, and he is recruited by Soviet spies. But it becomes clear that the role Lemus is playing is not that different from the reality. He lives a life of deception, to the point of self-deception.
Aware of the overwhelming temptations which assail a man permanently isolated in his deceit, Lemus resorted to the course which armed him best. Even when he was alone, he compelled himself to live with the personality he assumed.
While undercover, something unexpected happens. Lemus meets a young woman called Liz, who he is amused to find is a member of the British Communist Party. For Lemus, ideology does not matter. He describes a spy as a mercenary who acts out of self-interest and on orders.
What do you think spies are? Priests, saints, and martyrs? They're a squalid procession of vain fools, traitors too. Yes, pansies, sadists, and drunkards. People who play cowboys and Indians to brighten their rotten lives. Do you think they sit like monks in London, balancing the rights and wrongs?
However, Liz's compassion and hope remind Lemus of the moral values that make him human. Lemus seemingly defects, travelling to East Germany, where he is met by a Jewish man called Fiedler, who interrogates him for information about MI6. To Lemus's surprise, the men bond, united in their cause to bring down Mundt, who Fiedler suspects of being a double agent working for the British. This appears to be the bluff planned by London. Munt, however, moves first, arresting Fiedler. There is a court case where it is uncertain who is on trial. Fiedler provides the evidence against Munt, and Limes is interrogated by both sides. But there is another shock when Liz appears, brought in by Munt to discredit Limes. He is at first horrified, and then it dawns on him what exactly is going on.
"They used us," Limes replied pitilessly. "They cheated us both, because it was necessary. There's only one law in this game."
The book made such an impact that a film starring Richard Burton was released within 2 years. It triggered an extraordinary career for Le Carré. Now in his late 80s, he continues to produce bestsellers on topical themes that rage against an ignorant and dangerous establishment. In January, the writer won the Olaf Palme Prize for his contribution to democracy and gave the $100,000 prize money to the NGO Doctors Without Borders.